百坤塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月23号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到亲爱的萨提亚戴尔帕布，为我们讲述今天的盛典博加梵歌的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 早上好。在中国的所有奉献者，大家早上好。
Happy Saturday to you.
然后祝大家有一个愉快的星期六。
Yeah, and I'm so happy to be with you today. Of course, it's Friday here.
我今天非常高兴能和大家在一起，因为我这儿呢是星期五。
But since the lockdown, every day is the same for me.
但是因为疫情封城了呢，其实每天对我来说是一样的。
Yeah, I don't know if it's Saturday or Monday or.
我不知道今天。
Every day is the same.
我也不知道今天是礼拜六还是礼拜一，对我来说每天都一样。
Okay, so we're coming near the end of the chapter, chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita. I think today we'll be on verse 45.
那我们讲到了博迦梵歌的第一章快结束的地方，今天我们会讲第十节、第四十五十节。
We also have some questions to answer from last week.
那么下周我们还有，上周还有一些问题没有回答到。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll start with verse 45, chapter 1.
那我首先会唱诵一下 Jaya Madhava, 然后我们开始讲述四十五世界。
OK.
好的。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Vajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Vajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Balabha Chapter 1, verse 45.
好，那让我们来看一下《博迦梵歌》第一章四十五世节。
So the way we do this is I just myself chant the Sanskrit. And then we do the word for word. So I just say the Sanskrit word, and then you give the Chinese transliteration. And then I'll read the verse, and then you give the translation of the verse. And then for the purport, I like to translate sentence by sentence.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay,
I think everybody has a different style.
Yes.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yarimam apratikaram ashastram shastra panaya dhartarashtra ranehanyus tanme shematuram bhavet yari
yari 纵使
mam
对我
apratikaram
Pratikaram, 不做反对。
Ashastram,
Ashastram, 手无寸铁。
Shastra Panaya,
Shastra Panaya, 手持武器者。
Dhartarashtra,
Dhartarashtra, 对他拉什陀诸子。
Rane,
Rane, 在战场上。
Hanyu,
Hanyu, 杀死。
Tat,
Tat, 那样。
May,
May, 对我。
Shematuram,
Shematuram, 更好。
Bhavet,
Bhavet, 将会。
Okay, translation. Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield.
译文：我宁愿放下武器，不做抵抗，在战场上任由对他拉斯陀珠子杀戮我，岂不更好？
In such an awkward position, he would not fight.
但是呢 ，Arjuna 决定，即使在这样恶劣的情况下遭到敌人攻击，他也不会还手。
He did not consider how much the other party was bent upon fighting.
他并不理会对方有多么的想打仗。
All these symptoms are due to soft-heartedness.Resulting from his being a great devotee of the Lord.
所有这些表现呢，都是因为 Arjuna 是主的伟大奉献者，品性仁厚的缘故。
End of the purport.
要旨结束。
Om Aganata Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavani Pasyatya Deshatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Garanha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Tiruvyascha, Kripasinubhevacha, Patitanam Pavanevyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So up to this point, Arjuna has been speaking to Krishna.
你们在这一点上呢 ,Arjuna 呢就开始对 Krishna 讲话了。
And their chariot is situated on the battlefield between the two armies, and everybody's listening.
那么在两军对垒的战车中间呢，每一个人其实都在聆听。
And Arjuna has been giving many different reasons why he thinks that they should not have this battle.
那么 Arjuna 给出了很多很多的理由，就是为什么呢？他不想要打这场战争。
Of course, realistically, the time for reasoning is over.
但是不管怎么说呢，这个 ，Sorry, beg your pardon.
now's not the time to be giving reasons why they shouldn't be fighting.
但其实现在此时不是这个给出理由不打仗的时间。
Because they already did that before the battle. They tried to reason with each other and come to some agreement.
因为他们在打仗之前呢，就已经给了各种各样的理由，但是他们却没有达到不打仗的一个一致性，没有达到协商。
And so, when there was no agreement that could be made, it was clear that they were going to have to fight.
那么就是显而易见了，他们没有达成协议的话，那么就不得不要开战了。
And so both armies, they're there and they're ready to fight.
然后两个双方的军队呢，也已经准备好要打仗了。
And Arjuna, in the beginning, he was also ready to fight.
然后 Arjuna 在一开始呢，其实他也准备好了要打仗呢。
Right, they're both sides are looking at each other. They've blown their conch shells and they're ready to fight.
对啊，他们双方就是眼睛看着互相已经准备好准备撸起袖子大干一架啦。
But at the last minute, Arjuna decides, well, I'd just like to see who's really on the other side, who's come here to fight.
但是最后一刻呢 ,Arjuna 却想说哎呀让我看看对面来了是谁啊是谁想要打仗呀。
And then when he sees all his teachers and his friends and relatives on the other side, suddenly, you know, he becomes overwhelmed with grief.
那么一旦他看到对方的军队里有他的老师啊朋友们啊还有亲戚啊突然间他就被这种悲伤给压倒了。
So, Prabhupada is saying in the purport that this feeling compassion for others is natural for a devotee because a devotee is soft-hearted.
那么帕帕德在要旨里说了，就是你一个奉献者呢是非常自然而然的为别人感到怜悯之心，因为奉献者的心呢是非常的柔软的。
And devotees because they realize that everyone is an equal child of God.
因为奉献者呢，他们意识到，其实每一个人呢都是平等的，他们都是神的孩子。
That is a very expanded self-identity.
那是非常对一种自我认知的扩展和延伸。
So the lowest level of human development, the human consciousness is almost like an animal.
The lowest
level of human consciousness.
Okay.
The human being and the animal are very similar.
因为其实那个人类那个低一点的水平的觉知呢，其实跟动物是差不多的。
Because the animal's identity, you know, the soul in an animal body identifies completely with that animal body.
因为动物呢，他们认同于自己的身体。就是自己的灵魂等同自己的身体。
And so the animal is only concerned with its own needs.
那么动物呢，它就只是关心它们的所需。
And maybe in some animals for a short time, they are also concerned with the needs of maybe their children.
那么有时候呢，可能他们这些动物有时候会想想他们孩子的小动物们的那些需求。
At least the mother, not so much the father.
有这种想法呢，一般都是动物的妈妈，而不是动物的爸爸。
But then, and then as soon as the children grow up just a little bit, the little doggies or the little cats grow up, then the mother forgets about them, and then everybody is just taking care of themselves.
但是呢，一旦这个小猫小狗长大了呢，他们的母亲可能就把他们忘了，然后他们就只能自己照顾自己了。
Yeah, so there are some human beings that they are so identified with their body that they don't even care about their family members. They only care about themselves.
那么很多人其实就是认同于他们是这个躯体，他们并不在乎他们的家庭，他们只在乎他们自己。
So the more mature our consciousness is, the more it expands to include others.
那么更成熟的一种知觉呢，就是他们会去考虑别人。
Right, just like little babies, they're not thinking about anyone else.
就像一个小婴儿，他们呢就一点也不会去关心别人。
But, you know, when a child becomes, between 5 and 10, they start to notice and become aware of how others are feeling.
那么等一个小孩长到5到10岁的时候呢，他们就可能开始去考虑别人的一些感受和想法了，开始考虑别人了。
Especially those in their family.
特别是去考虑这些他们家庭中成员的感受。
Yeah, so the identity expands a little bit to just not me, but also the other.
那么他们的认同感呢就慢慢的扩展了，并不是他自己，而是涉及到了其他人。
And we find a lot of human beings are at this level of consciousness.
那么我们发现很多人类呢就是处于这种层面的知觉状态。
They care about their family members.
他们呢比较在乎他们的家庭成员。
But they don't care about others.
但他们却不在乎其他人。
Or their identity may expand and mature even a little further.
那么也有可能呢，他们的这种认同感呢，可能更成熟，可能扩展的更多一些。
And they think, well, I care about my group, everybody in my religion, but not others.
他们就觉得，我要开始关心一下我们这个小组的，我们这个宗教里的小组成员，但是其他人呢，我还是不关心。
I'll only accept you if you believe the same beliefs that I have.
我只接受，就是你如果跟我的信仰一样的话，我才能接受你。
If you believe like me, then you're going to heaven. Otherwise, you're definitely going to hell.
如果你信我呢，你可以当然上天堂。不然的话，不信我的话，你就下地狱了。
But then there are some human beings their identity is expanded beyond that.
那么这些有些人类的那个认同感呢，就是可能会扩展到这里，或者是那里，延伸到这里，或者是那里。
And they believe that all human beings are children of God and have equal rights.
那么他们相信呢，所有的人类都是上帝的神的孩子，他们都有相等的权利。
Yeah, so they care about all humans and they want all humans to be treated equally and fairly.
那么他们其实是关心着整个人类，他们都希望每一个人都能够得到平等的、公平的对待。
But that's not the majority. They're in the minority at this point in time.
但是能想到这一点呢，并不是大多数人，只有一小部分人才有这样的想法。
But then you have human beings that their consciousness is even and their identity is even more expanded than that.
但是也有一些 少数人呢，他们的认同感和意识呢，更深入了，更延伸了，更成熟了。
They care about all living beings because they realize that all living beings come from God.
他们呢，关心着所有的生物体，因为他们意识到所有的生物体其实都来自于神。
Yeah, so they're able to, understand. They can put themselves in the other person's place and understand, the other person's point of view. What is their experience?
那么他们呢是会把自己放在他人的处境和地位，然后呢明白他们的所思所想。
So Krishna, he explains the expanded identity of a bhakti yogi in chapter 6.
那么在 Krishna 呢在博迦梵歌第六章呢，他解释了更多的关于认同感的扩展，关于奉爱瑜伽，关于奉爱。
Yeah, he talks about how a devotee is very compassionate towards others.
那么他就讲述了这个奉献者是如何的充满怜悯之心，如何的容忍他人。对他人充满着怜悯之心。
So let's look at Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, verse 32.
那么我们先来看看第六章。佛教梵歌第六章三十二十节。
And as we read this verse, think about your own identity and your own level of compassion for others.
那么当我们读这个世界的时候，你想想自己的那个认同感，然后自己对于他人的一些意识是怎样的。
Yeah. Now, of course, I'm not saying this to make you or myself feel bad, but just we should always aspire to improve ourselves.
但我并不是说我啊你啊大家的那个知觉不够好，只是我们只是想要互相激励，让我们的知觉层面更好。
Okay, so here's verse 32 of chapter 6.
这里就是第六章的第三十二十节。
He is a perfect yogi who by comparison to his own self,sees the true equality of all beings in both their happiness and their distress, O Arjuna.
译文 Arjuna, 完美的瑜伽是通过反观自我认识到一切生物不论处于快乐还是痛苦之中皆为平等。
Yeah, so a perfect yogi or devotee is able to understandhow others are feeling because he can put himself in their position.
那么一个完美的瑜伽师呢或者一个奉献者呢是能够明白对方的所知所感，因为他们可以把自己放于对方的处境之中。
Yeah, really, this is the essence of moral and ethical behavior.
那么其实这是道德和人力的一个行为的精髓重要部分。
Or in the West, it's called the Golden Rule.
那么在西方呢，我们称它为黄金准则。
It means you treat others the way you want to be treated.
也就是意味着你想要对待别人，你想要别人对待你。像你对待别人那样。
Yeah, so we all know how we want to be treated, and we also know what causes us pain.
所以我们知道我们希望如何我们被对待，我们也知道怎么样对待我会引起我们的痛苦。
Yeah, so in this way, none of us are so different. Doesn't matter if you're Chinese or American or...Buddhist or Christian or Hindu, we all suffer in the same way.
那所以啊，不管我们是中国人啊、美国人啊，不管是佛教徒啊、印度人呢，还是印度教的，还是基督教，我们其实的感受都是一样的，都感受到一样的痛苦。
So Arjuna is in his mind, he's thinking that if we have this battle, then everyone's going to suffer so much, and they'll be suffering for generations.
所以 Arjuna 就想呢，如果我们开始这场战争，那每个人都会受苦，而且这种受苦会延续好几代人。
And so the only solution that he can think of to stop the battle and prevent all of this suffering is if he just agrees to be killed and doesn't fight.
所以 Arjuna 想到的解决方法呢，就是能够停止这场战争，不发生这场战争，这样呢就能停止所有的预防所有的这些痛苦和受难。
Yeah, so he's thinking that he is going to allow the other side to just kill him, and he's not going to try and protect himself. He'll just allow them to kill him.
所以他就决定了想要让对方另外一边的人杀死他，然后当他们杀的时候，他不想采取任何的防御措施，不要保护自己了。
Of course, this is not the Kshatriya custom.
当然了，这不是刹帝利的那个习俗。
If two Kshatriyas are having a fight and suddenly the other one, somebody wants to quit, then they won't continue to fight.
如果两个刹帝利想要打架的话，如果有一方想要退出，那么这个架也就停止了，不打下去了。
Or if you know two Kshatriyas are fighting and someone loses his weapon, then the Kshatriya that has a weapon will wait until the other Kshatriya gets another weapon.
还有就是如果两个刹帝利要打架的话，如果有一方他的武器丢了，那么另一方持有武器的刹帝利呢，就会等着。等那个丢了武器的人找到新的武器，才能开始战斗。
Yeah, so that's the Kshatriya code of honor.
这就是刹帝利的那个
And I'll let them just kill me, and then that'll be it. There won't be a battle.
所以在这里呢，Arjuna就建议 Krishna 说，那可能我就只是待在两军之间吧，就让他们杀了我吧，就这样子就没有战争了。
Yeah, so he's not afraid to die.
所以他Arjuna并不害怕死亡。
And he doesn't want to just selfishly, enjoy the kingdom and kill everyone just so he can enjoy the kingdom.
所以呢他并不想自私的杀死所有人来享受这个王国，他一点都不自私。
Yeah, because he's a devotee, his sense of identity includes everyone.
因为他是一个奉献者，他的那个认同感呢是想到了每一个人的。
And he doesn't want to unnecessarily cause suffering to others.
他就是不想没有必要的对别人引起一些伤害和受苦。
Yeah, so at this point, Arjuna is running out of arguments.
所以就在这一点上呢， Arjuna 就开始了一场这个争论。
And now he's trying to think practically what he can do.
所以他现在很实际的在想，他能为此做点什么呢？
And so at this point, this is his conclusion that the best thing he can do is just not fight and let them kill him.
所以就在这一点上呢，他就得到了一个结论，哎呀，就让他们杀了我吧。
That's pretty amazing.
这真是太令人惊讶了。
He is so selfless.
他是如此的无私。
Okay, so let's read 46, maybe even 47. Let's see, maybe we'll finish this. Oh, this is the last verse, 46.
Yeah,
let's finish, we'll finish the chapter, and then we'll start on chapter 2.
Okay, 那我们接下来还是看一下诗节46。其实这就是第一章的最后诗节了，也有可能我们会开始第二章的第一诗节。
All right, so I'll read the Sanskrit, we'll do the word for word, and then translation and purport.
好，那老师呢会咕噜会念一下那个梵文，然后字对字，接下来会说一下译文和要旨。
Sanjayo Vacha Evam Utvarjanar Sankhe Rato Pashta UpasvishatVishrijasa saram chapam soka sam vigna manasa Sanjaya uvacha
Sanjaya 说
Evam
这样
Utva
说着
Arjuna Sankhya
在战场上
Rata
战车
Upashte
在座位上
Upavishat
重新坐下
Vishrija
放在一边
Sasaram
连同剑
Chapam
弓
Shoka
被悲伤
Samvigna
所老
Manasa
心意中
Translation Sanjaya saidArjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief.
译文，桑加亚说 ，Arjuna 在战场上说完这番话后，将弓箭抛在一旁，颓然地在战车上坐了下来，心中充满悲苦。
Report.While observing the situation of his enemy, Arjuna stood up on the chariot. But he was so afflicted with lamentation that he sat down again, setting aside his bow and arrows.
在要旨，在查看敌情时呢，阿朱呢是一开始站在战车上的，但是他却被悲伤充满了心中，索性呢就扔掉了弓箭，坐了下来。
Such a kind and soft-hearted person in the devotional service of the Lord is fit to receive self-knowledge. Wow, very interesting.
Wow, 只有这样有一个仁慈的心意和好的人，只有这样的人呢才是可以接受自我觉悟的有关知识的。
Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport to the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of observing the armies on the battlefield.
阿帕德在要旨里提到呢，这样这种好心的有一个柔软的心的人呢，才是适合接受自我觉悟知识的人。
So, this sentence is a preview to the next chapter.
其实这一句呢，其实就是下一章的一个概要概括。
Yeah, because actually at this point,
我的一些解释。
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。Next.
Yes.
Okay. 第二个问题，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，已故亲人由于意外从高处落下，结束生命后，下一生会得到粗糙躯体吗？感恩咕噜及翻译。这个问题是 Daisy 的。Please accept my obeisance to Guru's lotus feet. One of my died family member.Ended his life by accidentally fell down from the high place. In this situation, will he get a rough material body in next life? Thanks, Guru. Okay.
Well, it's a mystery.
这个就是比较悬秘了。
He will get, you know, whatever Krishna and the, you know, the demigods decide.
他就是能够得到一个就是 Krishna 或者是半神人决定的一个躯体。
Of course, generally it's said, you know, that if somebody dies young and suddenly and traumatically, that they don't know that they've died and they're kind of stuck in between, you know, the heaven and hell kind of.
Okay. 当然也有一种
说法。They're like a ghost.
Okay. 也有一种说法呢，就是说，就是当一个人很年轻的时候死掉了，一出意外死掉，对吧？就死得很突然。那么这种呢，他就有个状态，他说他本人就没有意识到他已经死了，所以呢，他可能就被卡在那个中间，就是在介于地狱和天堂之间，他就游荡变成一个鬼魂了。
So, but the soul, you know, the soul's journey in the material world is very purposeful.
Journey?
Yeah, we're journey. The soul appears to be in the material world on a journey, right?
Okay. Okay. 那么就是这个灵魂呢，在这个物质世界中的展现呢，是通过精子吗？精子 ，Yeah, OK.
So Brahman Brahmite Kunya Bhagi Vanjiv Guru Krishna Prasadi by Bhakti Lata Bij. Krishna, our Lord Chaitanya says that the soul is, you know, going from the higher planets to the lower planets and journeying on a journey in the material world.
So how to spell journey? I can't understand the
J-O-U-R-N-E-Y.
Journey. Okay, sorry. 就是说刚刚陶布说，就是说当一个灵魂从高等的地方迅速到低等的地方呢，它是要通过一段旅程的。刚刚我翻错了，不是精子，是通过一段旅程才能够像刚刚说的那个鬼魂呢，也是在游荡，通过旅程呢，在这个物质的世界。
Or at least the soul's false sense of self is on a journey.
那么在那个至少呢，在旅途中的这个灵魂本身呢，就是有一些感知的，是充满着全知的。
But this is all Krishna's arrangement.
那所有的这一切呢，都是 Krishna 的安排。
So anyway, if you're worried about your relative, then you can say some prayers for them. Offer them some prasadam and help them if they're stuck, you know, in kind of in a ghostly realm.
就是说你如果真的关心你那个亲戚的话，你可以给他们为他们祈祷，然后给他们一些prasadam，然后如果他们真的被卡在地狱和天堂之间呢，你可以给他们一些这样的一些帮助。
But on the level of the soul, there's nothing to worry about.
然后其实在灵魂层面呢，其实我们并不需要担心什么。
Let's read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 20.
好了，我们读一下《薄伽梵歌》第二章的第二十四节。
This is where Krishna is giving self-knowledge to Arjuna.
这里呢就是 Krishna 给 Arjuna 关于自我的一些知识。
He says, for the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time.
这里说到呢，灵魂呢，它无生无死，任何时候都无生无死。
He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being.
将来呢，它这个灵魂呢，过去存在，现在存在，将来也存在。
He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, primeval.
灵魂呢，它太始无生，永恒长存，永恒存在。
He is not slain when the body is slain.
当躯体可杀呢，灵魂却不能被杀掉。
So let's read the first part one more time.
那么我们再来读一下前面一段。
For the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time.
任何时候呢，灵魂都无生无死。
So if the soul doesn't take birth and does not die, then what is changing bodies?
那灵魂无生无死，那么我们那个改变躯体，就是其实还是灵魂还是存在。
That's an interesting question.
那这个就是回答了您的问题了。
So anyway, we don't know, you know, where the living entity has gone.
我们其实不知道这些生物体呢去到哪里了。
But you can definitely send light and love and the Lord's mercy to anyone, whether they are, you know, alive or left.
那其实不管这个人是活着的还是走了的，我们都可以随时随地的把主的仁慈把灯把那个亮光把希望给他们传给他们把爱传给他们。
Okay, next question.
Okay, next one. 顶拜咕噜莲花族，顶拜翻译和各位 Vaishnava 奉献莲花族，就目前疫情一定不是人为的，而是自然灾害，是这样吗？是主 Krishna 的旨意吗？是主 Krishna 为了唤醒人们沉睡的知觉而付出的代价，可以这样理解吗？如果是这样的话，那在这场疫情中经历痛苦甚至死亡的人会有怎样的投身？感恩咕噜解惑 Hare Krishna 赵无同瑞。 OK, this question is from 赵无同瑞。 Please accept my obeisance to Guru's lotus feet, also my obeisance tointerpreters and Vaishnavas. The current coronavirus must not be caused by human being, but caused by a nature disaster. Is that right? Is it Lord Krishna's will? Is it the price we needed to pay because Lord Krishna wants to awaken people's sleeping consciousness? Can we think like this? And if so, what will be therebirth of people, their next life, these who suffered and even died in this epidemic. Thanks for Guru's answer for solving my confusion. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can have that interpretation.
是，你可以这样理解。
But like I said, it's, you know, human incarnation is very mysterious.
就像我之前说过的人类的那个躯体呢话它是非常的复杂的充满着神秘的。
Even the question of reincarnation is kind of complex and mysterious.
即便这个词儿化身投身这一词呢也是充满着神秘的。也是很难解释的。
And nothing is happening by chance. Ultimately, everything is the will of the Lord.
其实呢，所有的一切都不是没有缘由的发生的，所有呢都是主的意愿。
But relatively speaking, it appears that, you know, human beings and have some effect upon the environment.
那相对的来说呢，就是人们呢，因为也会受到自然的一些惩罚。
Yeah. Like we make plastic and pollute the environment.
就好像我们制造了一些塑料，然后呢，污染了环境。
Right, and most viruses come from, you know, animals, especially birds, and then they jump to human beings.
那么其实大部分的病毒呢，都是来自于动物的，特别是来自鸟身上，然后这些病毒呢，就跳跃到了，转移到了人们身上。
So if human beings, you know, didn't consume animals and didn't associate closely with animals, then maybe we wouldn't be getting certain viruses.
如果人们不那么残忍的对待动物，或者是开始亲近的跟动物相处，那么可能我们的这个状况就会改变。就没有那么多的病毒了。
Yeah, and it's also, you know, some humans have gotten the coronavirus and they've given it to the animals they associate with, like the cows or the dogs. Or, I don't know if it's a dog, but certain animals that humans associate with have given the coronavirus to those animals.
那其实人们得了这个疫情的这个病毒的人呢，他可能跟他的动物联谊，他也能传给那个牛啊，或者是狗啊这些动物，那这些动物也得病了。
So, you know, the human, the creation has unlimited varieties, and all of these varieties are the creative intelligence of the Lord.
那人类的创造呢是没有限制的，是各种各样的。那这个背后的创造呢，都有神的智性存在。
And all forms are temporary.
其实呢都是短暂的一个形体。
They're born and they get old and die.
他们出生，他们变老，然后死了。
And there's a purpose that we're here to experience that.
那么我们在这里经历所有的这些呢，其实是有一个目的在里面的。
Yeah, so we only suffer when we think we're supposed to stay here and we don't accept the nature of the material world and the Lord's purpose.
我们认为我们要待在这儿，所以我们才会受苦。然后我们因为我们不接受自然的法则，也不接受神，所以我们在这里受苦。
So we're here to discover the kingdom of God within us.
我们在这里呢，想要发现神的王国。
We're here to discover that part of ourselves that.Is eternal and never changes.
然后我们发现我们部分的自己呢，其实是永恒的，不改变的。
Okay.
So comes today's question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's the question from. 张继东，顶拜咕噜翻译你好，主持人好，大家好。我昨天看到一篇文章，里面写的现代人食用牛奶或奶制品最多的，骨折率高，骨骼也最差。在一个信佛的人 为什么那么执着的不喝牛奶？我记得释迦摩尼佛还喝过牧牛女的乳呢。我恳请咕噜明示，感谢翻译。Okay, that's one question. Obeisance to Guru and hello everybody. Yesterday I saw an article mentioned about our people, modern people now eat a lot of milk or milk products, but they also get but their bone is not good.And also easy to broken the bone. And there is a Buddhist. Why they don't drink milk? I remember that even the Buddha drink the gopi's milk. Please explain. Thank you. Okay.
Well, of course, you know, Buddha is from India. And they have a long history of agriculture and cow protection.
那么他们对于这个农业上的奶牛保护呢，也是一个非常有着非常悠久的历史的。
Excuse me. So...drinking cow's milk has been going on in India for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
所以呢，在印度呢，喝奶牛的牛奶呢，是有着千年、很多千年、千年的历史了。
And drinking cow's milk is.Very much a part of normal human diet.
那其实呢，饮用牛奶呢，其实是非常正常的一个人的饮食习惯。
And of course, as we get older, especially women, their bones lose calcium.
那当人类变老呢，特别是当妇女们变老的时候，她们的骨头都变得比较的脆了。
And when your bones lose calcium, they're easily broken.
当骨头变得脆，失去了韧性和钙质啊，钙的话，缺钙的话，就很容易骨折。
And cow's milk is a rich source of calcium.
那么奶牛的奶里面呢，就含有丰富的钙。
Of course, everything.Is in moderation, you know. Too much cow's milk is not good. Too much of anything is not good.
当然了，喝太多的牛奶呢是不好的。其实你任何一样东西吃太多都不好。
Now, the milk that the cow's milk that most people drink today is not like the organic cow's milk you get, you know, in the ancient agrarian system.
那现在我们喝到的奶呢，并不是有机的，也不像就是之前的那个年代所产出来的那么好。
Yeah, until, you know, 100 years ago, most people had a cow, and the cow...would live actually in the house, in the entrance of the house.
那么在一百年前呢，我们可能家里都有牛，养牛，牛呢是住在家里的牛棚里的。
The cow was part of the family.
牛呢是我们家庭的一部分。
And felt very protected and loved.
这个牛呢就感到非常的受保护，并且被爱着的。
Yeah, so that has a big effect on what kind of milk the cow is producing.
那真的这个就是这个爱啊和关爱啊，就是对奶牛产生的奶呢有着很大的影响。
And the cow was not given any antibiotics and hormones and fed a natural cow diet.
它这个牛呢，之前的牛呢，就是非常的自然的受，就是吃着很自然的一些食物，并不是像现在这样子给他们一些饲料什么的。
So that's the kind of milk Buddha was drinking, and Krishna was drinking.
所以那样子情况下产生出来的奶牛呢，才是适合我们人类所饮用的。Krishna 也喝过这样的奶。
And that's the kind of milk that most humans drank until, you know, farming became industrialized.
这种高品质的牛奶呢，人们其实一直饮用，直到这个就是这个农业呢被工业化所取代了，被工业化了。
But now cows are kept in a small little area and they're fed, you know, genetically modified corn. And as soon as they start producing milk, you know, they're killed.And their children are taken away.
现在呢，就是这些牛呢就被放在一个很小的空间里，他们被系统的喂养，然后呢，一旦他们开始产奶了呢，他们就被杀了，然后他们的孩子呢也被他们的小牛犊呢也被抱走了。
And they're filled with all kinds of hormones and antibiotics so that they, produce more milk and so that they, you know, don't get infected as much because they're living in such a small little filthy space.
所以呢他们就是在这种小的空间里面成长，然后他们也没有感受到被关爱，他们只是机械的去产奶。
Yeah, so because of the horrible living conditions, they're always in a stress of, you know, they're always stressed and they're not peaceful or happy.
所以他们在这样的一个恶劣的环境下呢，他们其实这些牛呢也是感到有压力的，他们一点都不开心，也不健康。
So they're producing a different kind of milk than the Buddha drank.
所以他们就是产出了完全不同的奶质，跟之前波陀喝的奶完全不一样。
But that's only half the story.
那只是故事的一半。
Then that milk that, you know, that's produced in industrialized farming is, it's pasteurized and then homogenized.
Pasteurized?
Pasteurized is heated up to kill bacteria.
And then it's
whipped up in such a way that the fat molecules of the milk artificially change.
Okay, 那么现在的奶呢，它就是被加热了，然后杀菌了嘛，杀掉那些细菌，然后就是这个工业化的奶是这样被处理的。Okay.
Yeah, and then there's things that are added to the milk, like vitamin D. They use fish oil.
然后这其实就是人工加工的奶了吗？还加入一些维他命 D 啊什么的，这是人工的奶了变成。
Yeah. So when this milk is manipulated, you know, by homogenization and pasteurization, the molecules, you know, artificially change.
那其实像这样的奶呢，经过杀菌、高温杀菌啊什么的，它的一些里面的一些结构呢就改变了。
And the human body, especially the human liver, can't digest.Some of these fat molecules.
那么像 经过这样处理的奶呢，人类喝了以后呢，其实我们有的是没有办法消化里面的一些东西的一些脂肪啊什么的。
So, it's questionable how healthy it is for us to eat or drink this milk. And if we do, you know, especially large quantities, it's probably not very good.
所以这的确是值得提问疑问的啊，我们这样子吃或喝这种奶，啊，当然喝大量的这样的奶呢，的确是会产生问题的。
Yeah, so, you know, the milk that Buddha drank and the milk that we're drinking is not the same kind of milk.
所以佛陀喝的奶和我们现在喝的奶呢是不一样的奶。
Yeah, so a lot of devotees, not a lot, but some, you know, they only drink ahimsa milk. Which means they only drink milk from cows that are treated nicely and protected.
OK, 啊，有一些部分奉献者呢，他们只喝那些好的牛奶，就是那些产奶的牛呢，被很好的照顾的那些，
So I know, like the temple here, you know where I live, they actually pay a farmer to take care of some cows for them, and they treat those cows very nicely.
那咕噜居住在的这个地方呢，他们甚至是付钱找一些工人，然后让他们呢很好的去对待这些奶牛。
And then they take that milk, you know, that's fresh from the cow, and they don't, you know, manipulate it in any way. And then they offer it to Krishna, and they make yogurt and butter out of it. And then the community of devotees, they buy that milk.
那么他们就是直接新鲜的把把奶挤出来，然后呢不经任何的加工再供奉给 Krishna， 然后制成酸奶啊黄油啊，然后这个社团里的奉献者呢就能够购买。刚刚咕噜说的这个是他所在的那个庙宇啊，是这样子做的。 OK
Anyway, whatever we eat, we should always have a balancedDiet and not too much of this, and not too much of that.
那当然了，不管我们吃任何东西，我们都要注意膳食均衡，不能这个吃太多，那个也不能吃太多。
Was that the last question?
No, there's more.
Oh.
There's four more. I see.
Okay. Are you okay with time?
Okay. I'm fine. Okay. Next.
Okay.
感恩咕噜，感恩翻译。想问两个问题：一是 Krishna 和时间的关系；二是如何看待这次美国的大选和新冠疫情给我们什么启示？Thanks, Guru. Thanks, the translator. I would like to ask two questions. One, what is the relation between Krishna and the time. Two, how we treat the Americans, you know, the Egyptian president, Egyptian, I think, and the coronavirus, what kind of hate to us? Thank you.
Well, time is relative.
What's the relationship between Krishna and the time?
Krishna creates the material world.
那 Krishna 呢创造了物质世界。
So it has a beginning and an end.
所以必须是有始有终的。
So the material energy is eternal.
那么物质的能量呢是永恒的。
That's the law of physics.
那是物质的定律。
Energy is not created or destroyed.
能量是不能被创造和毁坏的。
However, the forms are manifest and sometimes not manifest.
那当然了，外在的形象呢，有时被展现，有时呢不被展现。
Yeah, so the if you measure the when a form is created and when it's destroyed, that's time.
嗯，所以当你去测量。创造的开始呢，那么其实是什么毁坏了创造呢？是时间。
Yeah, so it's matter moving in space.
它这是一个空间的概念。
But the spiritual form and the spiritual energy, Krishna's form, is eternal.
但是在灵性的能量来说呢，是 Krishna 的能量呢是永恒的。
Yeah, so there is no time.
所以是没有时间的概念的。
And what was the other question?
The other question: How we treat this American's election and the coronavirus? What kind of hint to us?
Well, the American election is pretty crazy these days.
Okay. 那美国大选呢？这些天呢是举行的非常的疯狂的。
Especially, you know, the multimedia, you know, internet has really kind of changed the dynamics.
嗯，那么特别是这个媒体啊，还有网络啊，真的是改变了很多，改变了这个进程。
Yeah, so the American form of government called democracy depends upon the voters being educated and intelligent.
Yeah, I beg your pardon.
The democratic form of government in America, it depends on the population being educated and intelligent.
嗯，那美国的这个民主政府呢，其实大部分是依靠于普通大众他们的受教育程度和有智慧程度的。
When I mean educated, I don't mean just.Having an education. I mean, they're able to get the facts and understand facts and what is true.
那我这里说的受教育程度呢，并不仅仅是说啊，你上个学就可以了。这里的受教育是指你能够得到事实，并且理解事实，
yeah,
并且能够区分
But now with the internet, you know, people can get so much information and they don't know if it's true or not and they're easily lied to and misled.
那现在呢，网络上那么多的信息，人们能够轻而易举的拿到，然后这些信息呢，真真假假，真伪难辨，所以也有一些误导人们在里面，可以误导人们。
Yeah, so especially for the last 4 years, you know, it's been very difficult for the general population to get accurate information.
尤其是在过去的四年中呢，一般的大众呢很难拿到一些真实的信息，真正的事实是什么。
So that is, That's a new dynamic that's entered into American politics.
所以那个就是这个是美国的一个政治。
So I think, you know, it was good for America, good for the world that we have a new president and a more competent government.
那么对全美国和全世界的人来说，现在我们有了一个新的总统了，
这是好的。那么这个新的总统呢是比较有管理能力的。
Because Trump and his government was very incompetent, everyone knows.
因为特朗普在他的那个治理期间呢其实是不太好的，大家都知道的，就不是太胜任。
That caused a lot of damage, not only in America, but around the world.
在他治理期间呢就是引起了很多的损失，不仅仅是美国，是对全世界也造成了一些破坏。
So it's very easy to destroy things. It's very takes very difficult to build things and maintain things.
所以呢，毁坏一样事情呢是非常容易的，但是你要重建一件事一样事物或者是维系它呢是非常的难的。
So you know, I think the next couple of years may be can be quite dangerous.
所以接下来的几年呢可能是非常的充满危险的。
But ultimately, I'm optimistic.
但是自然而然的呢我还是充满乐观的。
But technology is a big challenge. The technology is advancing much faster than human consciousness.
那么科技呢是非常发展的非常快的，它发展之快呢超越了人类的知觉发展。
So, you know, technology has the potential to make the world more one and create more world peace, or you know, to destroy everything.
科技呢也有可能是就是说能够让我们统一。也能够创造更多的和平，但也有可能就是造成更多的破坏。
So we'll have to see what happens.
所以我们得看接下来要发生什么。
Okay, what else? Was there something else?
There's more questions.
With that question, there was something else, but something about coronavirus?
Yeah, how we treat the coronavirus.
Well, just like anything else, the coronavirus has helped the world understand that we're all experiencing the same thing. So in some ways, I think it will contribute to bringing the world closer together.
那比如说这个新冠疫情呢是帮助人们呢在经历同样的事情，然后帮助我们呢变得更加的团结。
Yeah, because, you know, the problems are not just one country, the problem is in every country.
因为这不是一个国家的问题，是所有国家面临的共同问题。
Yeah, so more and more we have to be able to share information and share technology for the benefit of everyone.
所以我们越来越多的去分享所有的事情，去分享技术，让这个技术可以解决一些问题。
So the world is going to have, all the countries are going to have to unite in taking care of the planet and taking care of animals and taking care of human beings.
所以整个世界呢就要合作团结，然后呢一起照顾这个我们的星球，照顾动物，照顾人类。
But there is always going to be birth and death.
当然了，当然总归我们要有出生和死亡，这一点是不会改变的。
Okay, next question.
Next question from Sunuki Labdasi.OK, 感恩咕噜马哈拉哲的精彩讲课和苏森马太吉的翻译。请问45师节要旨中解释尔朱呢由于是奉献者的仁厚品行不愿作战，现实生活中奉献者也因不愿参与残酷的社会竞争而被质疑为不争 不努力不进取，这和不愿履行职责有何区别？我们到底应该本着自己的本性来选择，还是去参与这些毫无意义的争斗呢？毕竟现实中的战争和圣战完全不同，不过都是个人利益之争，为此做而做的努力，除了耗费精力获取短暂利益和使载我满足之外，毫无意义。请咕噜开始感恩您。This is from Sumuki Rada. Thanks for Guru Maharaj's excellent lectures and Susumataji's translation. In the Bhagavad Gita verse 45 purport, it explains that Arjuna doesn't want to fight due to devotees' compassion quality. And in our real life, devotees alsoaren't willing to take part in the brutal social competition. And in this way, we are adapted to not struggle, not optimistic. So what is the difference between this and not willing to do our duty? Should we...just follow our heart, our nature to choose, or to take part in this meaningless fighting? Overall, the fight in the real life and the holy fight is totally different. It is just the self-beneficious struggling, and all our endeavor is...just get the temporary benefit and satisfaction to our false ego. Except this is meaningless. Please explain. Thank you.
Well, as devotees, we don't live independent or separate from our society.
作为奉献者呢，我们并不是独立于这个社会而生存的。
Right, so we have to work.
我们必须得工作。
So that means we're with co-workers.
所以这就意味着我们有同事啊。
And we have families.
我们有家庭。
And not all of them are devotees. In many cases, they're against devotional service.
Right.对，那么所以这些家庭成员、同事呢，大部分情况下他们不是奉献者，甚至他们是反对这个奉爱服务的。
So we have to do our duty without being disturbed. That's Krishna's instruction. Tolerate without being disturbed.
所以我们都必须不受干扰的去履行我们的职责，这是 Krishna 的训示。
To be present and to give our full attention to our work, but not be attached to the result.
那么就是我们要那个全力以赴去工作，但是我们不依附于这个工作的结果。
And so the devotee becomes like the lotus flower that's in the water but above the water.
嗯 ，in the water and.
Yeah, like the lotus is growing in the water, right? But the flower itself is above the water.
Yeah. 就好像这个莲花呢，它那个它的根茎呢是在水底下的，但是它的花呢是开在水面上的。
Yeah. So competing with others and trying to be special and trying to be number one, that's, you know, we want to transcend that ego consciousness.
所以想要跟别人竞争，想要自己变得特别，想要争第一，那我们其实是需要超越这个假我的。
Yeah, so basically our duties, our work is the same. The work doesn't change, but the consciousness that we do the work, that changes.
那实际上呢，工作是一样的，但是我们这个工作的知觉呢，是可以改变的。
Right, we transcend our false ego, we transcend our thoughts, we transcend our emotions, we transcend our body, and we find that center of joy and peace within ourselves.
那么就是我们要超越假我，超越这个思想，超越我们的情感，超越这个躯体，然后我们发现我们心中内心的中心呢是真正的平和。
And so whatever challenges, you know, we face in the material world, from our own mind and body, from others, you know, that's our test, that's our homework.
那所以呢，在这个物质世界呢，我们不管是什么挑战，我们得面对，用我们的身体啊，心意啊，其实这些挑战呢，是一种测试。
Yeah, this is a test. We're here to realize the truth about ourselves and to, you know, transcend the illusions we have about ourselves in the world.
所以我们就是能够意识到真正的本我，我们能够超越这个物质世界的虚幻，认识到真正的自己。
Yeah, so we actually have to apply the teaching in our life.
所以我们必须在我们的现实生活中呢，就开始践行这些教导。
So if you're learning some subject, how do you know if you really learn the subject unless you're tested?
就说你那个学习嘛，对吧？你知道你自己学的怎么样了，那必须得测试啊，得考试啊，对不对？
How can you improve?How can we improve unless we're tested?
我们怎么能够取得进步呢？只有通过测验啊。
Yeah, so ultimately, you know, we're here to learn the teaching that we get from the great teachers in the Bhagavatam, like the Avanti Brahman.
那么自然而然的呢，我们就是得那个去学习巴格瓦城。
Yeah, in the Bhagavatam, there's the teaching of the Avanti Brahman.
就是佛家瓦坛里面有 Avanti Brahman 的一些教导。
Yeah, so we're here to learn that our suffering is caused by our own mind, not by anyone or anything outside of ourselves.
所以我们得明白我们这些的受苦受难呢其实是由于我们的心意引起的而不是由其他任何人引起的。
So, let me just read you one verse from the Avanti Brahman.
让我来为你们念一张 Avanti Brahman 的一个诗节。
Do you have access to the Bhagavatam?
Which canton?
11, chapter 23, verse 42.
Maybe on the mobile. I only have 10 in my home.
Yeah.
Okay, let me check. 刚刚咕噜说有就是我谈到第11篇23章42十节。
Yeah, so Canto 11, Chapter 23, Verse 42.
Yes.
Do you have it?
I'm looking from my mobile phone.
Yeah. Me too.
The connection is very slow.
Oh, I see. Maybe I can just send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
On the chat. Let's see here. Let's see.
23.
Chat.
20, the song of Avanti Brahmana, 23?
Here it is, the verse. Do you see it now? I sent it in the chat box on Skype.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, yeah.
So the Brahman said, these people are not the cause of my happiness and distress. Neither are the demigods, my own body, the planets, my past work, or time. Rather, it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material life.
好，那是那《波迦瓦谈》第十一篇第二十三章四十二师节，这个婆罗门说道：这些人并不是我的快乐或痛苦的缘由，也不是半神人或者我自己的身体、这个星球、我过去的工作或者是时间，而是我的心意，仅仅是我的心意引起了这些快乐和痛苦。
So we're here to learn that lesson.
所以我们在这里呢，在学习这个课程。I forgot the last sentence. 以及持续不断的在循环着我们的物质生活。Okay, sorry.
And so we can see our life, all the challenges that we face are helping us to learn that lesson.
那我们看到我们的生活和那个挑战，然后我们也学这个课程呢，我们也很乐意，很开心。
To discover the kingdom of God within us.
在我们之间呢，就是能够发现神的王国。
Yeah, so to discover that part of ourself that's eternal and joyful in spite of the external material conditions.
那么发现我们部分的自己呢，是永恒的，是喜乐的，而不管外界的环境如何。
That's real freedom, real Krishna consciousness.
那才是真正的自由，真正的 Krishna 知觉。
Okay.
Okay. Next, do you have time still? Okay.
How many more questions?
Six.
Oh my gosh, they're coming in.
Yeah, keep it coming.
I have time just for one more, and then we'll save the rest for next week.
Okay, 好，那咕噜只有一个问，只有回答一个问题的时间。善英，顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译。请问为什么咕噜们都不让执着旋律力量呢？像闪灾啊，不也是玄秘力量吗？有这种力量，如果用在正知正解上，不也可以帮助他人吗？哈维曼迪尼，there is a problem from 善英 question from 善英 obeisance to Guru. Thanks for the translator. I would like to ask why all the Guru Maharajas don't let us to pursue the mystic power. Like Sanjaya, he has the mystic power. If we use this kind of power in the right place, we also can help others, isn't it?
Yes, and if Krishna thinks or believes that you are competent to be able to use mystic power without becoming lost in illusion again, then maybe he'll give you that power.
对，如果 Krishna 认为啊，并且相信你可以用你的这个玄秘力量 能够用在正途上帮助别人，并且不会迷失自己，被幻想所迷惑，那么你是可以得到这种神秘力量的，并且去使用的。
Yeah, having a lighter is kind of a mystic power.
Having a lighter?
Mm-hmm. Before people had to, you know, hit rocks together to make fire, right? Okay, so in ancient times, if you wanted to start a fire, you had to strike a rock and make a spark, right?
Right, I get it. 因为像那个是火呢，其实也是一种玄秘力量。在古代，人们是不是钻木取火啊？其实就是用那个石头嘛，钻石头取火。Okay.
So would you give so if you have a lighter, that's like a mystic power.
所以你有打火机了，这不就是一个玄秘力量吗？对不对？
Would you give a lighter to a 3-year-old boy?
那你会把这个火给一个三到四岁的小孩吗？
Why not?
不会吧，为什么不呢？
Because they're not qualified to use it properly. They'll hurt themselves.
啊，因为他们还不具资格拥有这个火，因为他们会把自己弄伤掉。
Some mystic powers are like, you know, advanced sense enjoyment.
玄秘力量就好像高级的一种感官享乐。
As soon as we get a little extra power, most of us become crazy.
一旦我们有了额外的那个力量的话，人们就会陷入疯狂。
As soon as we get a little position and recognition, you know, like a teacher or a guru or, you know, some kind of, you know, if we become famous, a lot of times people just go nuts. They become crazy.
那就一旦我们拥有了一些地位啊，比如说我们是做老师的、做guru的，变得声名远赫啊，那人们就会变得非常的疯狂。
And it's a false ego, just becomes bigger.
那么这个假我就会膨胀越来越大。
So Krishna, he's trying to help us become qualified.
那 Krishna 就是尝试着帮助我们，使我们变得具有资格。
That means we always remember that we're his servant and everything belongs to him.
那就是也就意味着我们得时时刻刻得记住，无论我们何时何地都得为 Krishna 做服务。
So we see that in Krishna's pastimes, you know, that when someone is bewildered by material energy, then Krishna takes everything away.
那我们在那个学习 Krishna 的时光里面呢，就看到一旦有人对他自己的能力感到骄傲自满的话，那么 Krishna 就马上就把他的那个给力量给拿走了。
And then when he sees that they can be given power and they won't become bewildered by it, then he gives it to them.
那一旦当他看到他们能够很好的使用这种力量的话，那 Krishna 就又会把这种能力和力量呢赐给他们。
Yeah, like in the case of Bali Maharaj.
就好像巴黎王大军的那个事情。
Yeah, or Dhruva Maharaj.
还有那个 Dhruva 大王 Maharaj.
Yeah, so oftentimes at first Krishna takes everything away and then he gives it even more back.
所以开始呢 ，Krishna 可能把所有的东西都拿走了，然后过了一段时间，他都还给你了，甚至还的比之前还要多。
So Krishna, he's always our best friend and well wisher.
所以 Krishna 永远是我们最好的朋友，我们的赐福者。
So whatever he arranges is exactly what we need.
所以他不管安排的是什么，都是的的确确是我们所需要的。
Yeah, we have to learn our lesson and we have to become qualified, competent.
嗯，我们就必须要好好学习这个课程，让我们变得有资格，能够胜任，能够适有适合的。
Yeah, but most of us are, you know, we're just like a three-year-old boy, and we shouldn't get the lighter.
嗯，那其实大部分的我们就好像三岁的小孩，我们是没有资格能拿到那个火的。
Okay, so I think we'll end here. Thank you so much, Susan, for translating today. I hope I wasn't put you in too much anxiety.
I'm fine, thank you. I feel very grateful. 那
今天的课就到这里啦。那还有剩下的问题，我们就下周再解答了。嗯。
So I thank everybody for their questions, and the questions we didn't answer yet, we'll answer next week.
嗯，也非常感谢大家的提问。那一些没有回答的问题呢，我们留到下一周来给大家解答。
And I always appreciate everyone's enthusiasm to ask questions.
嗯，所以呢，我对大家如此热情的提问题呢，我都是非常的感激的。
Thank you. Thank you, Sumuki, for your dedicated service.
感谢大家，也非常感谢 Sumuki 的精心的服务。
Yeah, I thank all the listeners today, all the assembled devotees.
也非常感谢所有聆听的人，所有谦卑的奉献者，感谢你们。
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Bhagavad Gita.
感谢所有领在的奉献者，所有的荣耀归于圣帕帕德，所有的荣耀归于佛家梵哥。
Okay, Hare Krishna, Susan.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 感谢大家，再见。